Jason Rosen back with you again from being ill this morning, but today I'm covering a story about the London Fire Brigade from its headquarters here in Union Street in Southwark. And it's because the Fire Brigade say, including Brian Coleman, who's the chair of the London Fire Authority, say that they've done this report following the strikes last year, and they've revealed plans to save £2 million over the next 5 years by cutting unnecessary overtime. And the unions aren't happy about this. You couldn't be further away from the management. They say it's masking the fact that the London Fire Brigade is, they believe, 150 firefighters under strength. But the London Fire Authority chairman, Brian Coleman, who's going to go on the breakfast show very soon with Gabby Rosin and Paul Ross, they've said taxpayers expect a world-class service from the Fire Brigade, but they also expect their money to be spent wisely. And after the strikes, they've noticed that they can do some cuts, they can save some money along the way with the fire service. So what do you think about this? I'll be talking to the Taxpayers Alliance, also Darren Johnson, a Green member of the London Assembly as well today here from London Fire Brigade HQ in Southwark. But have your say. Please do let us know.